Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Bear the Beast, Shaka, yeah, I compete Brown, Joey Devine, Breadwinner LA, Mama, I'm That Man _, The White Kite 23, Sean Keen, Jomar 12PR, Plano, Patreons, Will Eusebio, thank you Will, Peter Dressler, thank you Peter, Darshan Patel, thank you Darshan, musical guest, Lou Got Cash, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of Round Ball Rock, and I am here, as always, with my permanent co-host, Sean Keen. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. Doing well.
Sick, dude. We're back. I don't even know what to say here. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. No.
I want to let people know I've been for like a month. I've been telling people to come to Rooster Tea Feathers this weekend in Sunnyvale. Mm-hmm. I will be rescheduling that week.
Oh no. Is everything okay?
Yeah. We're just, shooting a part of a pilot that weekend, so I can't go.
Oh.
That's all.
Hollywood Sean Keen over here.
They did recast the role of Sean, unfortunately. So I think I'm just going to be. It's tough. Look,
so we've got
acting career. There's a lot of getting cut out of stuff. Joey, is it that I occasionally move my lips when the other person is saying lines? I don't know. Maybe.
Well. I find that act charming, Sean. I want you to know.
Thank you.
And if I were a director, I'd be casting you in everything because you are one of the funniest people in the world.
Thank you. I do. I'm a little disappointed that the role of Sean that I wrote is not being played by me. But, you know, there'll be time later.
Who's playing you?
Well, I thought I couldn't make it, and then we work things out. It's somebody I don't know. It's somebody else in the sketches, boyfriend.
Okay, so it's not the guy from Whitest Kids You Know, or the guy from Peep Show.
It's not David Mitchell, no. That would be okay, though. I would be okay with either one of those. I actually
would
get Timmy Williams to do it.
What if it were me? What if I didn't tell you that I'd been cast as you in the pilot that you're filming?
That'd be all right, actually. I'd be okay with that one.
Sean, we've got a huge show. We have how do we want to describe our guest today?
We've occasionally blown the lid off of NBA stories.
It's true. Jeannie Buss and Jay
Moore.
Yeah.
With the inside story of the Scoop.
We did the Scoop NBA. We blew the lid off that story.
I believe we've been pretty early on a lot of things that we weren't necessarily given credit for, but
we also made a lot of things up that then became true.
That's a weirder thing that we do. One of us may be a warlock.
But we have someone who worked inside on the NBA 2K League championship this week.
Finals.
Which sounds like it was a disaster, and we don't want to get that guy fired, but he will be talking to us. We have changed his voice and his name to protect his identity.
Yeah, we have.
But before we get to him, let's talk some news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
Our first piece of news, Sean.
Yes.
Is a big one. Is the NCAA hates Rich Paul.
Yes. Crazy.
Wow, I can't believe they would hate Rich Paul.
The NCAA, such a progressive organization.
Mm-hmm. Very, very dope organization. We love them. We are, as always, everyone knows, we're a super pro NCAA podcast.
I mean, how can you not be a progressive organization when your corporate offices are in Indianapolis, Indiana, the northernmost point in the Confederacy?
Can you explain the rule?
So what happened was Monday, the NCAA sent out a memo to basketball agents because they have new requirements to represent players who are entering the NBA draft. And so I believe one of them is that you have to have a bachelor's degree in college. The other...
Which Rich Paul does not.
Rich Paul does not have a bachelor's degree, which is... He's only been able to represent LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, and Ben Simmons for a few. Okay, so here's the so this is the a year ago, it's insane that this only happened a year ago. The NCAA made it okay to talk to an agent when you're thinking about coming out for the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. It's insane that like. You would lose your college eligibility for talking to an agent about, you know, like your life career. And it's like, nope, you play for free.
Yeah, I didn't get kicked out of college for working at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. I chose to leave.
And you could talk to your manager there. That would be okay.
I actually got kicked out of college for not going to class.
like a G. So, that's their rule a year ago. Then the NCAA put out a memo. Basically, here are the qualifications. You have to have a bachelor's degree, has to have been certified by the NBAPA for the last 3 years. That one seems fine. And you have to pass an in-person exam administered at the NCAA National Office in Indianapolis. And right after that happened, LeBron James tweeted #, the Rich Paul rule.
Right. Which it very clearly is the Rich Paul rule.
He also tweeted an excerpt from the Rich Paul SI story where an agent has said, Rich is now a major threat to every large corporate agency that exists. There's trembling throughout the industry, and that's why people are taking shots at Rich. And the common thing is that people say he didn't graduate from college, so how did he get certified? And that's like what rivals of Rich Paul have said.
Well, and it's like maybe he got certified by getting everyone paid.
Yeah.
Why not ask the Tristan Thompson if he should be a certified agent?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. How about Darius Bazley, a guy who got a $1 million endorsement deal to be an intern
and an intern
in college? Yeah. Well, that's what the real thing is. That's what they're really threatened.
That's
by.
What they're mad about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't know. It's just like it's definitely racist, right?
Yes. What I want.
Okay.
The reason I wanted to talk about this, though, Sean, is I want to look. We've got some connected listeners out there. I want a copy of this this test, and I want you and I to take.
Oh yeah, can we?
And to see who'd be the better agent.
Oh, I love it. And we both struggled in college, so
yeah. You graduated. I did not.
It took a while.
I graduated from Tillman Fertitta University.
I walked just before my 26th birthday. So, you know. And it's also weird because it's not like Rich Paul went to college. He just, much like the players he represented, left college when he had an insanely good professional opportunity working for LeBron fucking James.
Yeah.
And he went to work for Leon Rose.
We are, of course, Team Tillman. Sorry, Team Tillman. Team Rich Paul on this one.
Yeah.
There's one more news story we should talk about here, yeah, Sean.
Okay.
But before we get to it, let's play this.
Now it's time to talk about Roundball Rock's number one country, Senegal. Senegal is the only country in West Africa which wasn't overrun by a military coup. Its democratic stability has earned it many allies in Europe and the Americas. The capital of Senegal is the port city of Dakar. Its history has shaped it to be one of the most liberal and cosmopolitan cities of Africa.
With the 21st pick in the 2013 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Gorgui Dieng from Kebamare, Senegal, and the University of Louisville.
Chartable.com is a very reliable website that everyone loves.
President of Senegal, Macky Sall.
Dakar is home to the tallest statue in Africa. We will still do any and all Serbian podcasts. We love Senegal. Please love us back by making us number one according to everyone's favorite website, Chartable.com. Whoa, 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 my way.
That's right, baby! Senegal news is back!
Finally!
For those of you that don't know, because you're brand new to the podcast, sometime mid last season, we decided that we found a website called Chartable.com that charts everybody's homepage. Everybody loves it. We found it, but we're definitely the number one unpaid spokesman for Chartable.com, America's favorite podcast charting website. And we learned that we were Senegal's 88th most popular sports podcast. We've held strong. We've bumped up in the 70s, but we're still holding strong in the mid 80s now. But we want to change that. We want to be number one in Senegal. So, Sean, was there any Senegal
news
this week?
I'm happy to announce that there was. There was some.
Yes, baby!
Well,
Did His Excellency Macky Sall?
I mean, he just kept delivering excellent governance. But that's not news. That's just what Macky Sall does. His Excellency Macky Sall. So the Basketball Africa League is the NBA's expansion efforts. I wouldn't call them like a minor league exactly. It's more like a satellite league.
It's like NFL Europe.
So the Basketball Africa League is going to the home teams are going to be Cairo, Dakar in Senegal, Lagos, Nigeria.
Yes, that's our team.
Yeah. Luanda, Angola, Rabat, Morocco, and they have not decided which Tunisian city it will either be, Monastir or Tunis. And that's where the regular season is going to take place. And the final four is going to take place in Kigali, Rwanda. So great hotels there, as far as I know.
I was not going to make that joke, but I certainly thought about it. Hotel for dogs.
Okay. Without just because of Don Cheadle. That's all I'm saying.
Look, there's a reason. There's a reason we want to talk about this, though. Adam Silver said something truly insane at the press conference here. Adam Silver said, quote, "The NBA's goal is to become the number one lifestyle brand in Africa by 2030. Unquote. Yeah. Sean, were you aware the NBA was a lifestyle brand in the first place?
Okay, because Adam Silver said this, I went to Africa.com, obviously, and looked up the most...
everyone's second favorite website charitable.com.
To look up the 10 most admired brands, just to wonder if, like, I didn't understand how that, like, what a brand was. And, okay, what do you think the number one lifestyle brand in Africa is right now, based on this, I guess Africa Business Magazine did this?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like Nike.
And then it's Samsung, Adidas, Coca-Cola, Apple. There's a South African communications company called MTN, Tecno, Toyota, Gucci, and LG. All of those seem like normal brands. And
those are lifestyle brands because they, like, you wear their clothes. Yeah.
Like you notice the brand on the thing you're buying and you have some kind of association with it. I don't understand how the NBA can pass Nike in terms of a lifestyle. Or Adidas, or many of these, like
Coca-Cola.
Because even if you have Nike stuff, even if you have NBA stuff, they're often made by Nike. Like you're double counting, and also, like, the NBA is not it's a league. It's like what?
Yeah, it's very possible we are being, I can't think of the word, naive about this, because, like, to me, it's like, I love the Fast and the Furious, right? Cause I watch it on television and I follow the news, but I don't necessarily consider the Fast and the Furious a lifestyle brand.
Right. Because how would you participate aside from going to the movies? And the NBA feels like the same way. It's like, well, I'd watch it on TV and go to the games, but, like, there's just a lot of parts of my lifestyle that I feel like Nike can permeate a lot easier than the NBA can. You know what this honestly reminds me of? ESPN marketing the ESPN phone. Just like a company having no understanding what their lane is, or like what they even sell.
Well, Sean, I for one am rooting for the NBA to become Senegal's number one lifestyle brand, because that would make us the number two lifestyle brand, baby.
Now it's time to talk about Roundball Rock's number one country, Senegal.
Senegal is the only
country. All right. All right. Should we get to our in our conversation with our insider? We received some information from a whistleblower, if you will.
Secure tip line.
Yeah.
Citizen 4. It's Citizen Sixth Man.
No.
That voice you're hearing, we've we've hidden it so he can't get in trouble. is our tipster who was actually at this weekend's NBA 2K League Finals at the NBA 2K League Studio, powered by Intel in Long Island City.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Long Island City, not in Long Island, by the way.
You know, those are all false demarcations between Queens and Brooklyn and the rest of Long Island.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess it is on the same island, so, yeah.
Imagine if Amazon actually ended up setting up there.
Oh, I'm Team Jost. They're not anymore?
You get, like, how much money does it take before you get, like, put in the same blue blood book as Jost and the rest of the New England families, you know?
Like, well, it's got to at least be, like, two generations, right?
Yeah. There's no...
I mean, he's the Prince of Staten Island, right?
Oh, no. He let Eric Garner have it. If that's the implication, Colin Jost did nothing and let Pat DeLeo keep his job and pension.
He did. Another reason.
I bet there's no tension at that desk.
Well, to get into it, our anonymous tipster here was
Joe Johnson.
Okay, perfect. Joe Johnson here was at the 2K League Championships, and normally Sean and I do not care at all about.
I feel bad that I haven't been following the season, honestly. Like I'm not.
Honestly, you guys.
I'm not watching enough WNBA. I'm not watching enough 2K League. And the Warriors 2K League even was in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Warriors 2K League also. I mean, they have. They drafted a woman. I believe that was their big PR.
Oh, well, that's why they didn't win, right? No. I'm going to have to modify my voice now.
I think we can all agree, though, that the 2K League players definitely deserve to be paid the same amount as the NBA players.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Do you know how much they're paid? Do you know how much they're paid?
No, how much?
If you come off, I believe, one, they're not union. By the way, so failure of the NBA, oh my god, I can't name the union, who cares, a failure of their unions for not bringing them into the fold. Uh-huh. If you were drafted in the first round, you make $35,000 a year, excluding, of course, whatever costs for lodging and food. They make it very specific that they cover that. I don't know where incidentals fall. If you are not drafted in the first round, you make $32,000 a season.
That's not very much more.
Yeah. It would be the minimum wage. That would literally be, I believe that's $15 an hour, right?
Yeah, that's how.
That would be
right.
What the rest of the service unions are fighting for, the fight for 15.
So that, but I mean, these guys are not working. These guys are not working 7-day work weeks.
It's interesting you say that, because this tournament started, I believe they were practicing since 2 in the afternoon, and because of a failure in technology, they played till 1 in the morning.
Well, so, let's start at the beginning here, okay. Joe Johnson. 7-time All-Star, future Hall of Fame whistleblower.
Did you see my step back four? Did you see me do that? It was amazing.
Incredible.
Okay, so first off, let's start with the history, your personal history with the NBA 2K League.
Well, my personal history of the NBA 2K League involves them calling me because they needed help for an event they were understaffed for.
Uh-huh.
So my exposure to the game and the league is about 56 hours.
Like, did you know there was a league prior to them calling you?
Yes, okay. Because, okay, so this is a little dark. do you remember the shooting at one of the events?
The Madden shooting, yes. I do remember that.
No, there was the NBA 2K shooting.
What?
Yes, in Florida. Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes, I am not joking. There, I believe, I forgot the guy's name. He plays for the Miami Heat affiliate, actually. Mm-hmm. And, they made, like, kind of, what's the short form ESPN docs called? I forget what they're
E60?
Yeah, like, they did an E60 on his recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he literally lost, like...
Tim Anselmo, yes.
Yes, right? The one in Florida.
Yeah, he plays for Cavs Legion, and his name is Tim Anselmo. His official 2K name is O'Larry.
O'Larry was
lowercase, and then every letter in Larry is capitalized.
Yes, O'Larry.
You were right. It was a Madden tournament shooting.
It was a Madden tournament. He was okay. So he's a multi-sport athlete. Like we haven't had that in basketball. So he would be the first, right?
He's like Allen Iverson if Georgetown had let him.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, what happened was. It happened the day after the 2K League finals last year, and the Bucks immediately declined his player option because he got shot in the hand.
He got shot in the head and he lost use of his thumb.
Jesus.
And then he had to relearn everything, I believe. Like, his thumb doesn't have full functionality. Mm-hmm. And they played this E60 documentary while they were trying to sort out. So the game crashed in the middle of the tournament.
Well, that's towards the end. We're gonna go chronologically here.
I'm sorry.
Ask you a question though.
Go ahead.
Were you getting a better hourly wage than the players?
No. Okay. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, way more. I apologize. Not close. I literally established they make $15 an hour at a minimum wage. Yes, I made a better wage than that because I was rated at an overtime rate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going. You were going to say...
I mean, they get, like, their catering was on point, you know, like, it was amazing. So, and they get, like, honestly, if they get their food and lodging, also, when you're drafted, you have to live in the city you're drafted in. Mm-hmm. It's not like, in other, like, I believe in Counter-Strike, full disclosure, back in the day, I used to run a LAN gaming center, and, like, Larry's situation happened at my LAN gaming center over a game of Warcraft. One of our teens got shot in the leg by another team out of anger. And as the owner of my LAN center had very, very strong ties to the gambling underworld, like he literally had a casino running behind his pool hall, he wanted all of that to go away. Like we were already suspecting that he was funneling his money through, like, why are you opening a 50 seat LAN gaming center that had, it was like Spartan. Like, there was no comfortable chairs. Like, the security were literally, like, the security guys was an ex-Marine who I suspected was kicked out because of philandering. Because I used to cover his shift while he went and had sex with women on the clock. And then, like, the other guy was, he had several GTA convictions. and like these were the guys who were running this lab center for children. And the literal center shut down because the Marine dude kept opening those porn spam emails that are filled with viruses. And like, this is like set up by like, I mean, this was like 2007, so it's not like incredible, but like it was built by like a legit hacker nerd type, you know? And like, he was surprised at the sheer amount of viral attacks that was going on just from the email. He just kept opening every porn email that he could, and it crippled.
So his unstoppable horniness ran them out of business.
It at least shut it down for one day. Also, that shooting didn't help. Because, like, everyone, like, I was exposed. It's the same mentality that's now been, we know it as incel culture. So, like, these incels, like, it was incredible because, like, these guys aren't incels. They're just hyper aggro. Like, the way competitive gaming is, it really is an alpha mentality. These guys get laid, like, they're, like, regular people who just really, really, really love doing those games, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, these guys, it was more like Fast and the Furious types playing video games, and I thought it was, like, more of a Southeast Asian thing, because, like, in Korea, it's been established a long time ago that gaming is cool, blah, blah, blah. But, like, after exposing myself to the 2K guys, I realized, it's like, oh, the pros are just, like, those cool Asians back in the day, where, like, people do get shot and smacked around and, like, that kind of shit. Because, like, ultimately, what the NBA, it's pretty naked what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get in on the gambling action. Like, they're right. Getting ready for, like, micro-betting that's gonna come. Like, yeah, it's happening. And I knew that was, like, I figured that out day one. And then day two, I knew it was confirmed because the reveal was the new general manager of the 22nd team that's joining was the Hornets affiliate. So, like, if the godfather of gambling was too cheap to give Kemba Walker a fucking max contract, is gonna get in on fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Jordan is so cheap. Like, you know what I mean? Even he's ponying up for, like, a gaming affiliate. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Yeah, well, it's going the gambling way. Like, this is why this exists.
Back to your earlier point, Fred, I will say, I've played my fair share of Xbox Online, and the biggest difference between playing other games and 2K game and NBA 2K Online is that usually the guy saying the N-word over his microphone when you're playing on 2K is a black guy.
Yes, exactly.
And in other sports and in other games, that is not the case.
That is exactly. There's huge blind spots in our, like, you know, the monoculture doesn't exist anymore. The first night I worked was a influencer night.
Oh, yeah. So let's get started. Yeah. So you show up to work, this event, and when, between you getting there and you showing up, do you learn that it's influencer night?
Like, I All the vendors, there was just way, like, there was an immediate, because of old Larry getting shot, security's crazy at this event, mm-hmm. right? It's locked down. And there were all these nerds milling around angry at the front. And then it was like, what is everyone's problem? It is 10 in the morning. And it's like, oh, all these influencers need their wristbands. Mm-hmm. And, like, they had just come in super early, and, like, they wanted to take their product shots right away,
mm-hmm.
like, all their sponsored content, so, like, all the vendor guys were just rushing around, turning on everything that they had to feature, so there's, like, high-end gaming gear, apparel, as you two gentlemen pointed out when I texted it to you, the incel throne. which was a Game of Thrones style. It's a gaming chair by Rainer, And then it's surrounded by high-end mice and keyboard that was probably melted down by the Breath of the Dragon or whatever the hell for take it from all the rage quitters or whatever. And it is insane because it's the keyboards show off their LED capabilities.
Yeah, like, everything is like lit up either blue or green.
Blue or green, and it does it in a rainbow pattern. So it looks like a pride thing. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and there's one thing I will say, there was an attempt at trying to diversify. There's like a co-push. This is a weird way of doing it, but like there was a contingent in the NBA there that were part of the women's network. Have you heard of that? Like, it's the NBA has, for some reason, the umbrella term before for their diversity initiative was called the women's network. And I guess before the WNBA. And like, so there was a lot of women's network people, and they did try to like get like, all the influencers there were all YouTubers and Twitch streamers.
Well, while we're talking about that, I want to point out that in the Firefest documentary, in the Hulu one, one of the guys who goes to Firefest, and they show a lot of his footage, is an NBA 2K influencer. So that is the level of people you are dealing with here.
the guy who sets the settings? 2K something?
No, Ronnie 2K? No, I want to ask you about Ronnie 2K. No, this was just some white guy who's into shoes, you know?
They're all... I think, like, the black vernacular for incel is sneakerhead. It's just like, I've never seen, you know the term chads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never seen so many, like, they have the money to dress nice, and they have to, like, appropriate, like, the need to look, you know, just sharp with their hygiene. I'm 100% sure that's a black influence on the white lady. And, like, I'm 100% sure of that. Because, like, these guys are, like, the fit is right. But, like, you can tell there's no women in the audience. And, like, I saw multiple, like, I'm not joking, there was, like, people who, like, invited dates to this thing, and they didn't last 30 minutes. They would leave, and these guys would stay. Like, I was, like, hanging around the audience, and were like, hey, you made it, or whatever. And 30 minutes, like, I was stationed near the audience risers, and I'd see these girls just leave. Like, it's just, there's nothing. They tried to have, like, women influencers and gamer girls up and playing the showcase, but like that's not, there's no traction in that, honestly. Yeah.
So you get there and there's influencers milling around. That's gotta be red flag
Who was the most famous influencer there?
I mean, I don't know if it's like it's got to be Ronnie 2K, right? Like,
yeah.
So, like, Ronnie 2K, like, did he beef with John Wall?
Like, I think so.
Legitimate, like, he beefs with everyone every year because of
the way. He also plays in the celebrity game every year. And he's just the community manager for 2K. And basically what his deal is he's just like, hey, Tyler Hansborough, you're a 56 this year. Will you tweet this out for me? And somehow he's made that into being famous? Question mark?
With 1 million followers. That can't be fake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he has literally, what, 12 times the amount of followers as the lead.
Well, they put him in the game every year now, too, where it's like, in your, like, my character part of the game, in the story modes, like, there's always, like, a big point where it's like, oh my god, you're Ronnie 2K, and then he'll be like, hey, what's up, man? Keep doing what you're doing, and you'll be on the cover someday.
Yo, I'm not joking, man. Like, I saw that guy, and he's tall as fuck. And, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I think by design, they don't want actual players there. Most of the time, like, there's something that they don't want to, which is dumb to me. Like, they don't want I guess, I don't know. But, like,
I guarantee CJ McCollum would show up in a heartbeat if anybody asked him.
Oh, my God. All these guys would show up. They want to play 2K.
CJ McCollum, though, is the ultimate I'll show up to anything guy in the NBA right now. Except, of course, for USA Basketball. Burr, burr.
Yo, Pop's doing it. If there was a year, like, if there was a year you want a Soviet studies major to run your team, like, if this time of America, it'd be, like, this is Pop's time, you know? And I really want to know how that, like, that phone call to, Coach K went, you know what I mean? I was like, get the fuck out of here, bitch. Like, give me my fucking chair.
And then, okay. Okay, so the influences are there. Their dates are leaving. That's red flag number two, I guess. Although less for you, more for their love lives. What happens next?
I mean,
oh, shit!
What's up?
Hold on. No, I said your name.
Oh.
Bleep. No, I'm bleeping it. I'm keeping this part in, but I'm bleeping your actual name.
Oh, we're never gonna get through this. So they interview. They play a round robin tournament.
How's that go? Is it as a person who does not care about this stuff? Was it at all interesting to watch people play video games?
It's not at all, because I know why they don't do it, but I bet they have the money to do it. They play their own 2K. I mean, I guess they don't want to cross-contaminate the brands. But, like, I would love to watch someone play as an actual NBA player and use the Ronnie 2K, force Ronnie 2K's settings. Because, you know, Ronnie 2K, there's no oversight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're gonna get into gambling, that dude, it's like the first time you see an odds, when they say Vegas set the odds at, Ronnie set the odds at. Like, there's a reason why they say Vegas set the odds at, because then people will kidnap you and kill you and, like, force you to do things. Imagine Ronnie 2K is a public figure, and there's going to be betting syndicates who are going to get into this. You know what I mean? And, like,
I can tell you exactly what would happen, because I used to play 2K online.
Mm-hmm.
In around 2010 to 2012, I used to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's boring. It's very boring. But I used to play as the shitty Monte Ellis Warriors, and every single game I would play against the LeBron James Dwayne Wade Heat, no matter who I was playing, I would like load it up, and it would be me versus the LeBron James Heat, no matter who I was playing, like 12 times in a row. No one would pick any other teams. And sometimes I'd be able to beat the people, but then sometimes the guys would also be good at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I very specifically got kicked out of a game one time because the guy was so much better than me. I started intentionally fouling him every single time he touched the ball, hoping he would just miss free throws.
If you want to talk about, like, what would be the bridge between the gaming and the actual NBA. Like, if you were to force your affiliates to play as your team, and Ronnie 2K has to assign these exact same attributes, and you naturally suck, like, you can't have five power forwards like the Knicks do, that would be some kind of... There'd be some reason to be like, yo, you can't tank this year. The 2K league is getting old. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta draft real players. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but imagine if you're one of those players, how much that would suck, where it's like, I get paid $35,000 a year, and I am forced to play as Ivaka Zubac.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Now you can say we. You know what I mean? We are losing. We drafted wrong. We are making the wrong decisions. We need to sell the team. Like, that's...
Just imagine.
Who are you in the 2K league? Oh, Joakim Noah?
Yeah.
Joakim Noah?
And also, I live in New York, so this salary is wildly below the standard of living.
Can you imagine if I don't think the Suns have an affiliate, but he had $35,000 in Arizona. You're a king. You're a king. You can run your own, like, you can run your own timeshare. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the rest of, like, you would be making less than a Burger King employee in New York City. Like, that means you'd have an easier life, but whatever. Like, their lodging is covered. So imagine, like, you would then double, right? Like, you would just ask for your living costs or whatever.
Right.
Your lodging, your food is covered. Hell yeah.
Okay. So the Dates are leaving. They play their round robin tournament. It's very boring. Then what happens? Hold on.
I hate this bit. You're gonna miss one on the
end. I'm not gonna miss one. Yeah, I'm putting notes in.
You're your own engineer, and weed is basically free in California. I don't trust any of this. They then force Jeremy Maclin into a post-game interview. Because he's the most high-profile, like, non-Twitch, non-YouTube person
there. The football player?
Yes, Jeremy, that guy.
The guy who last played in the NFL 2 full years ago, I think.
I believe he retired under the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Well, he retired 6 months ago, but he got released by his previous team, like, a year before that.
So they force him into this post-game interview where the sideline reporter immediately brought up his retirement. And, like, so what's next for you? I was like, why are you, like, just to be a dick move. But, like, you're in this 2K league tournament now, I guess, and you're doing nothing. Like, that was the gist of that interview. And then... They were presented with custom controllers, I believe, as a prize. And then
the players or Jeremy Maclin?
Including Jeremy Maclin played center and they won. They had, like, a team captain that was an actual NBA 2K league player. They played for the Timberwolves affiliate,
gotcha.
Who actually won the championship. Under Bear the Beast, yes.
Yes, the Finals MVP.
The Finals MVP, Intel's Player of the Week before that, yeah.
What time of day is this happening at this point?
That would be 7 p.m.
Okay, all right.
And it ended around 10 or something like that.
So the first day goes 10 a.m. The influencers are there having a round-robin tournament from 10 to 10.
No. From 7. They started at 7. They were just really early.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, why are you guys here? It is, you know what I mean? Like, security. It was 11 in the morning.
People are just setting up the tournament.
Yes,
and these rabid 2K fans.
Not even the fans. They're like the influencers.
Yeah, they're the people in the tournament.
And I was like, why are you guys... They literally had security and just dragged out the metal detectors. And these guys were like swarming them. And that's why it was like... Security was like... They were great, but like to be like accosted immediately after you were hired... Under the auspices that we had a shooting once, like it kind of makes them on edge a little bit. That's why it was a little bit more of a commotion than typical or whatever. But yeah, so that was day one.
Incredible.
Okay, then what happens the next day?
The next day we opened even earlier. It had that was a 10 in the morning start. I believe the tournament was slated to start at 3 p.m. They had like a whole fan experience set up. There was like they had a fan experience booth. I think I've seen it before, but it's like it's even weirder. It's like a green screen VR thing where you get put inside the 2K 2K Digital Arena.
But you're not playing, you're just a...
They give you a basketball that's all like, you know, it has all the marks that'll allow them to isolate it or whatever, isolate its movement. And like, yeah, you're not playing or anything like that. It's just like...
You're just bouncing a basketball in an empty computer gym.
Yes.
Exactly. That is what you're telling me.
Yes. The most popular is, of course, the Papa Shot.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many Papa Shots set up. And then, of course, the 2K that they play in the tournament is not the same as the 2K that you play at home. So you get a chance to play the 2K there.
What's the difference?
The difference, I think, is they try to make... The game engine is stripped down to, like, so you don't have full NBA rosters. So it's just the creative player that you have. And, like, the views, I believe, are different. This is one of the things that people say why it's not as popular, because, like, the view that you get from that 2K engine is not the same as you would get if you were a Twitch streamer. Something like that. So, yeah, it's, like, it's really... It sucks because, like, the player... I mean, 2K20 is coming out this year, so it's completely different, but, like when you leave these guys to their own devices of how their avatar should look like, everyone has, like, a dumb neon haircut that matches and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
so, yeah, that's what it's like online, because they make you do that when you create a player now.
Exactly.
Do any of them scan their faces in? Because that is another option. In the game is you can take your cell phone and hold your cell phone up and scan your face in, and then they tell you what you look like, and it never is exact. Yeah, it never looks like
I
you.
I remember when that option was included. I believe the PS3 was the only one who could handle it at first, something like that. Yeah.
They should make the guys do that, though. Oh, that's how to get them famous.
I
want to
see Bear the Beast. Real face.
Well, you do, because you have that Twitch camera. It's really insane. Like, you have, like, these insanely amazing, you know, FS7s just pointed just at their face. You know what I mean? They're not even, like, just, like...
So, do they start playing on day two, or what are they doing on day two now?
Day two is the finals. So, it is a five-game series.
So... The first day was just influencers and the actual quote-unquote athletes doing nothing, basically, just kind of like goofing around.
Yeah, it was like their All-Star Weekend.
There's one of them on each influencer team, so it's kind of like three ballers shooting stars, Joey.
Gotcha. Yes,
exactly. There you go. And the actual tournament was the next day.
Was there any musical acts?
Oh, well. So Fabulous was the opening act, and
Fabulous opened, someone good must have someone really good and really famous must have closed, right?
Well, Fabulous is great in that. Fabulous in this is, here's the thing that I found incredibly jarring. So the warm up music for the crowd when they're filtering in, you know, just the BA music, is like these, the guy who created it put in censored versions of rap songs, which is already a little lame, but whatever. And then, do you know the song Blood Walk? That's...
I do, but why don't you walk the listeners through it?
Blood Walk is, it is made famous, it is a constantly remixed by very, prominent blood rappers, including Tekashi 6ix9ine, future snitch, current snitch Tekashi 6ix9ine. His version was very popular, and it was definitely an uncensored version just stuck in there. And it is very jarring to hear Blood Walk being played in front of all the UK leaguers who are it is the height of fake gangster, right? Mm-hmm. And then when Fabulous goes up there, and he is definitely a man just waking up. imagine if you will, you got up and you're like, well, to wake myself up, I'm going to perform hard rap. He does one cover, and he covers Bobby Shmurda's Hot Boy. which, as we know, after the court proceedings, is a song about an actual murder about a body that he caught a week ago. And he does this at the NBA 2K League opening ceremony. And I was, like, losing my mind. I was like, is nobody, is that just gonna go on the air? Like, we're just like, is that... It was like a microcosm of when Lil Jon's skeet just like got away with like, like, but that dance was literally the Schroeder dance was literally a body dropping to the floor, which he had shot. You know what I mean? And I guess he did that because we could only afford his early bird special at 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. because the halftime musical guest was, I believe, a Korean gentleman who does not beatboxing, but he does EDM with his mouth. Is the best way.
Excuse me?
Like, it's presented as beatboxing, but it is not beatboxing.
Do you know the name of this gentleman?
I don't know because it was all letters.
His name is the future of acapella, Joey.
Like, instead of, like, you know how we think of, like, waspy scions going to their Ivy Leagues doing acapella? Like, that'll be, like, the future. Like, that EDM. EDM with your mouth. So he performs EDM with his mouth for a very long time. I was shocked. And, like, I was standing with this. I knew the A1, as they call him, one of the guys who does the sound mixing. And I was, like, laughing so hard because I was, like, every day, when you work a job, you don't care, right? Like, you don't care about, like, when you're a crew guy, who cares? Right. Yeah, but I always nudge him as like, hey man, you got control of the microphones. You can stop this at any time. if for once in your 30-year career, you just have the courage to turn off the microphone and pretend that it was an accident, you should do this now. No one's going to care. This is on YouTube and Twitch. It's not even being broadcast on the Ocho. You're good. Like, just do it. And he did it. And like... Yeah, it was...
He did it?
He didn't do it. We tried to... Fabulous's DJ's... might come out and I blamed him for it, but that was just an accident. It was... To show how hungover dad Fabulous was on that stage, like, the crowd started doing the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn. They were doing that chant. And he, like... It was the most... It was like if you yelled out Ace Ventura catchphrases at Jim Carrey on the street. and it was being like as polite as he can, as his mitts allow him to be. Like, you know what I mean? Be like, oh, yeah, that one. Yes, I am from Brooklyn. Like, that was my red flag. My first red flag, Joey, was in no condition to be up there. He sang a song about an actual murder. A shooting. We're like at an event where it's marred by a prior shooting.
A guy who's winning an ESPY for his esports comeback. So is it full? Is the crowd full at this place?
If the influencers were a little early last time, this time it was the Minnesota affiliate, the T-Wolves, their family came, and there was like an RV full of them, and these guys had like a vuvuzela, like the you know that those drums, if you've been to like a Vikings game, like they have all that Nordic instruments or whatever, they all had that shit. They had matching t-shirts. I believe it was Bear to Beast's family when organized the trip,
Oh, like, so it wasn't fans, it was family.
Would you say that to Colin Kaepernick's mom? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
no, but usually the stadium isn't entirely made of Colin Kaepernick's mom,
basically. Right? No, enough people to this event, you can play center.
I mean, this guy feel bad. You can cut this out. I gotta tell the story. So we have, like, it's so far out there. This studio is at the edge.
I'm not cutting this. Keep going.
It's next to the East River, basically. It's next to the it's next to Roosevelt Island. It is, if you know New York, that is, like, far. There's no trains out there.
And that's hard to get to.
Exactly. This kid comes out there, and so there has to be food trucks on site to, like, feed everyone and all that. There's one food truck that you pay for that's for the audience and all that stuff if you want a second option. And then there's, like, a standard food truck that we get our food from, our crew meal from. So the standard food truck was giving out crew meals first, and this kid was, like, very politely, like, hey, can I buy something now? And he was like, no, I have to serve all these people. He was like, do you guys have card? Do you take card? He's like, yes, we take card. And then he waits hours for everyone to get food. He comes back up. He goes, hey, I'll make the order now. I was like, yeah. And then the guy goes, like, oh, by the way, I don't take card. And, like, just like, there's no food around. Like, you know what I mean? And just, like, and this dude just took it. Like, you know what I mean? And this is the kind of audience that made up that were actual fans of 2K. Like, it's like that type of dude, just like a very shy.
Yeah, it's like what would happen to me. That is something that would happen to me. Yeah,
I'll pay for this, please.
I know what kind of guy I am.
I have to leave the arena and walk for 25 minutes to get a sandwich, please.
Exactly, or go to the high-end hotels and pay for a $50 meal around the place, you know what I mean? It's one or the other, man. Like, this poor bastard. Like, he showed up both nights. He was there for Influencer Night, and he was there for the actual tournament. And he stayed. That is 20 hours of gaming.
That he just observed. Like, I stayed through all that shit. That he just observed.
Yeah, he just observed. It was him and this other dude. Everyone else was family. You're right, Joey. All right?
Thank you.
And people were psyched because, like, Philly, it was Philadelphia versus the Timberwolves, and they were they're both known for being very, very loud. And there was the Philly team,
the fans or the players.
I believe either the Timberwolves the week prior. Here's a scoop for you. That isn't released. So the week prior during the round robin tournament leading the playoffs, I believe Philly played the Celtics and an actual altercation.
Mm-hmm. Ben Shapiro's favorite team. Keep going.
Exactly. Here's a fun fact. They get bounced out of the tournament either by the Sixers or the Wolves. And while they were being bounced out of the tournament, they tell the production coordinator, "Oh, by the way, one of our team members had pink eye." Bye.
Oh my god!
Exactly. So it's like a flu game?
Yeah, so they had to, like, and these guys, this is a professional operation! So the entire gaming rig and gaming floor had to be, like, scrubbed down. Like, it's just like, this dude played with Big Eye from the freaking Celtics, didn't tell anybody. And just left and told them the last minute offhand. Why would you tell them at that point? Was my thing. It's like, why? Like, why are you telling us now? You know? So the Philadelphia fans, they had a super fan come down dressed as Rocky as Apollo Creed, is the best way I can put it.
I'm sorry? How? How does that work?
Well, he's white, and then he's dressed as Apollo Creed, so, like, you
know, okay, I got what I...
And then Living in America, he had boxing gloves on, and he was, like, their super fan.
See, you should have just said white Apollo Creed.
No, but he said, I'm, like, Rocky, and then, like, but he was clearly in Apollo, you know, he wasn't carrying himself as Apollo Creed, he was carrying himself as Rocky, you know what I mean? Like,
he's dressed as a
Apollo. Yes, exactly. He had like fright wig. It was great. And they were very loud. They had like, you know, we provide, you will get your pair of official NBA 2K League Bam Bams in the mail soon.
Great.
They had all that. They had like, yeah, so like the first two games, so what happened was the first game was a blowout. It was like 76 points and 20 points. And then, you know, they switched sides. And then the second game, same thing happened, 76 points, 23 points. So the Timberwolves take the first game, the Sixers play, the Sixers take the first game, the Timberwolves take the second game. And Philadelphia noticed that, could not accept the loss. That's impossible. They said, we wouldn't get blown out like that. We would blow them out like that. We would never get blown out like that. And so they demanded a halt in everything. I don't know how they did it, but they start pointing out that something was wrong. And they don't know whether the game engine that was custom made for it had crashed or whether there was shenanigans going on with the hardware. You know,
hackers, like, get in Mueller.
Exactly. And so, like, they demanded a halt and everything be checked, and like I said,
classic Philly move. Was it what? Are you sure it wasn't Daryl Morey GMing them, demanding the audit after the loss?
Well, Tom and Fortina would definitely want as a gambling official. Didn't he have to like surrender his casinos or whatever? But like, yeah, like there's a gambling element to it. There's these posters in crew areas that says NBA gambling policy, and the big one that says no betting, no tipping, no, like, it's laid out very clearly. So, like, that was a concern. Like, people are probably betting on the 2K League finals.
Right. I'll start betting on it.
Prize money's big, but it's not that big.
$365,000 divided by six players plus the affiliates plus
GM.
The GM slash, you like this, the 76ers as a GM manager, I believe. Like, the manager fired mid-season? It's one of the teams that one or the other. And, like, that's kind of close to the player manager. the Portland the Blazers affiliate, they don't have a coach.
Classic.
Do you have a coach? Yeah,
they do have a barista, though, right?
Like, do you need a coach in a 2K league?
I would think there have been studies with other gaming that it's nice to have. It's like having, like, a coach is a sports psychologist.
I guess,
right?
So, yeah.
So, it takes like a certain type of personality to be able to deal with six professional gamers. You know what I mean? So, like, these guys, can you imagine, like...
Yeah, Joey, I mean, look,
You identify closest to them, right, Joey? Like, you actually sympathize with these people. Like,
I do not sympathize with them, no. But I've played video games. What I was gonna say is, I mean, Sean, look what happened. The Boston Celtics had one professional video gamer on their team this season and totally
fell
apart.
That's true. Did you know that there was a 2K League fight this year? The Hawks and Celtics, OFAB versus Rando.
Yes, that's the one. That's exactly the one.
Oh my god.
About.
Well, also someone was suspended for the whole season and I can't remember why.
it was
inappropriate and offensive videos on Twitter.
Oh god,
sensitivity training.
I don't want to know what that is.
It's probably a racial slur. Like, it's always got to be that. You're never gonna like. That's the. Do you know about the problem a lot of these high end gaming hardware guys are having trouble with, like. Alienware is trying to pivot towards a lot of design professionals. Instead of using the industry standard of Mac, they clone it, use PC parts, build it themselves, or use gaming hardware to render video and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And So Alienware then, Nancy, they want to get into that that market. But the problem is the marketing is still very childish. Like, I remember they created like something that doesn't look like, you know, it was ripped out of the Predator's fucking body. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, they market it as like own your opponents, and like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't say own, like, you know what I mean? Like, a design firm is completely turned off by that.
Well,
like,
and also Post Malone, who very famously was selling gaming equipment during the NBA playoffs, mm-hmm, along with Gordon Hayward. A lot of designers aren't going to want to, they want to redesign Post Malone's face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, Post Malone looks like a macro beast. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like nothing, but like, his face is nothing, but like, yeah. It's you can't just do that. And like, you know, creating an incel chair of like high-end mice and impact keyboards, just that's not adding, like, you know, gaming chairs are really good for your back. Like, they're amazing. They're amazing in terms of
ergonomics.
Ergonomics, they're incredibly, and like all the gaming mice are ergonomically great. Like, all these are great, and like, you can't get over the fact that it needs to look like, you know, it came from an alien autopsy. You can't.
Yeah. Well, and also like, you know, you can't put something like, you know, that stuff is great for posting on 8chan, but you can't put it in my startup. I'll spill Soylent on it.
It just happened. Like, don't politicize 8chan like that.
All right, so then what happens? We're at White Apollo Creed still.
So they go through that game, and then they figure out something's up with the game. So everything has to be like all the spares, and they have to check everything. The game engine themselves. Everyone is having a meltdown. Like I said, Joey, imagine you were playing 2K in 2012 and you knew like $60,000 was on the line. You'd be losing your mind too. Like, that's the most money a lot of these guys have ever seen. And like, at one time. And, like,
I probably would have passed out, not even played.
Exactly. So, like, and like, they weren't expecting this delay. Like, you are going to take a bunch of high-end, not just gaming hardware, but like networking hardware, and like, you have to restart everything. The Twitch stream has to go down. Like, PR flags have to create the narrative of what's going on to make sure there's complete transparency about, like, there's no, you know what I mean, but because of the gambling market or whatever, and like, everyone's just pointing fingers or whatever, but like, including the two teams who now have to be separated and put in their own, like, their own world. We have to clear the room of media.
Mm-hmm.
Clear the room of all these people.
Right.
Like, we have to...
That's why us, a comedy podcast, are the only ones reporting on this. Because the NCAA shut down the legitimate media that was, I'm sure, totally there.
And we have to, like, and I personally have to act like do IT. Like, I have to, like, run cable and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, it was, handing me a PlayStation controller, you might just hand me an Apache helicopter. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So they're doing all this stuff to play test it. The catering has run out at this point. And they had to, like, go out and get these guys just, like, literally three trays of buffalo wings. And I remember going upstairs.
These are the players, right?
These are the players. Uh-huh. And they're in the player lounge. And, like, literally people are, like, angrily gesticulating with drumettes and flats. And, like, just, like, talking about, like, what could possibly be wrong and why. Because it's, like, they had to move the time even further than it should have been. Like, they were expecting an 8, then 8 passed, then 9 was passing, you know what I mean?
And there's nowhere to go.
There's, like, 3 more games to be played. There's nowhere to go. there is nowhere to go. Like, we don't have a bus to move everyone. Like, we have audience and family there. I could, like, hear the people who had flown out here to, like, you could hear them grumbling about, like, not being able to see, like, the Empire State Building. And I didn't want to chime in and be like, no, that's open until 2 in the morning. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, and there's, like, the rap party was immediately after. So, like, there's all kinds of stuff over there. Anyway, so the NBA, the production is, they're run by two different companies. So there's, like, the NBA is, as far as I could observe, apparently it's the same staff that runs high-profile NBA stuff, not just the WNBA and the NBA 2K League. They are not helpful at all. Mm-hmm. It is a miracle that this league runs as it is. And they get into fights with players sending out angry tweets, and they have to, like, you know, threaten them to, like, go to get them to delete stuff and that kind of stuff. Like, just normal meltdown, damage control.
Mm-hmm. Flag stuff.
Yeah, flag stuff. Man, there you go. And the crew is just like, we were already understanding that we were going to go into force overtime no matter what, because the event started at 10 a.m. for us. And, like, we're looking at now, the crew is like, oh my god. Like, we're just, the big sign that says, like, no tipping, no pay.
Sorry.
No worries. And, like, they are now openly rooting for Minnesota to sweep. They're like, everyone is secretly vaping. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, angrily, clouds of vape, while people just, like, just the crew is just like, and he's like, uh-huh. Minnesota got to get this done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so they play, they get it back up around 10 p.m. or something like that. And they play, and, like, the Sixers hold on. They force a game 5, and everyone's upset. So they literally go, like, they started playing yesterday, and now they're playing.
This is like that World Series game that went 18 innings.
Like, exactly.
Except everyone's a virgin.
It is exactly that. And
except it's, yeah.
Yeah. It's the opposite of a delayed Olympics. Where it's instead of, like, the height of humanity fucking each other for a week, it's just the opposite of that. And, yeah, so, like, they're forced to play a game 5. Minnesota finally wins. The crew is just like, we couldn't do this an hour ago. Literally just pissed at, like, this result. And the NBA, shout out to them, could not be bothered to watch the rest of the tournament. So the moment the issue was fixed, they went straight to the rap party. That was cool.
Hell yeah, dude.
To enjoy the open bar and fast food.
Well, they all had to go get Jeremy Macklin's autograph.
Well, it's
got to
be catered like a Trump White House reception for, like, a national champ, right?
Oh, my. We wouldn't know because the NBA ate all the food. And by the time we got over there, it was only just an open bar and this very fancy, like, the case that says congratulations. You
right.
know what I mean? They didn't touch that. That was the only thing they left us. And the novelty cookies that you guys are going to get a couple from.
Very excited.
Party that I'm going to send it to you guys. Yeah, shortbread cookies that says NBA 2K League on it. And, yeah, we just got tanked, and that was the end of the night. Oh, I played, I guess I can tell this story because I'm anonymous. I was forced to play the NBA League, 2K League commissioner's son in NBA 2K. And Joey, when I was telling him this, he figured out exactly what I did, which was run a high pick and roll and let the AI just dunk over and over again. And I smashed this child, and I was trying not to win. I was trying not to win. And, like, I felt terrible. Like, I was like, why am I beating the shit out of this child? Like,
but then, didn't his rich dad tell you to?
His mom hinted that they needed, like, they wanted him to go in there so they
right, he has to. You know, he's the league commissioner. How many and, responsibilities like, can he possibly have?
Well, when the game went down, like, he took his blazer off and rolled up his sleeves like he was gonna do the net, like he was like a Cisco dude. Like, he was gonna run Cat 5, like Fresh Cat 5 and stuff like that. Like, it was like, he was a cool dude. Like, and his family was great. His son was was a young child. Like, you know, mm-hmm. He was like, does he want to be surrounded by incels, or does he want to play Papa Shot and actual 2K? You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I want to play the version of 2K my favorite professional 2K players are playing, personally.
Yeah, exactly.
I definitely don't want this weird consumer 2K. Gross.
My favorite thing ever about Damian Lillard tweeting about his 2K is, like, he wants to play in the Knicks. Like, uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like nobody extrapolated that tweet further. Like, that's how far gone that like, he wants to play for the Knicks. I mean, you can't even get
can
it
I,
on.
Can I
like,
give you a tweet from the commissioner,
Fred,
Brendan
hear
Donahue? 24 oh, off. Time to get back cool. to it. Saturday's energy will carry us over the next months working to get better. Players who want to make it, there are a ton of great players. What will you do to be elite? MJ and Kobe treated it like a craft. Are you? And he retweets Ronnie 2K a lot, obviously.
The best. Oh, God bless that guy. My favorite thing about him, someone pointed out in the staff to me, someone in the that he does these live streams that is exactly how your dad would do a live stream.
Mm-hmm.
So directly up his nostrils. You know what I mean? And very loud. Like, it's just really
can I, okay, one of his most recent, from July 31st, he just tweeted a picture of what appears to be 12 cases of Snickers. So it's like roughly 600 Snickers bars, and his July 31st.
When was that? July 31st. Yeah, we used those Snicker bars as giveaways. They say tackled or iced on it. It's like those.
Oh yeah.
It's like those.
So how many of those do you think that fan was forced to eat for sustenance during his like?
Well, interesting you say that. So, like, when you know when they're trying to, distract the crowd before they figure out that they have to rebuild the entire computer infrastructure, the first thing they did was they played the O'Leary E60 thing, and that is a terrible thing to do because people are murmuring and mad and, like, not paying attention, so you're just playing O'Leary and he's basically getting booed and ignored. And then when they were back to get the crowd's energy back up, they busted open. They had like one on each seat at the beginning, like the Bam Bams and the sunglasses. And then at the resumption of play, they basically, instead of a t-shirt cannon, everyone just came, like, all the announcers just came out with boxes of that shit and just, like, tossing it into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just to get everyone's energy back up or whatever.
Well, Joe Johnson,
yeah.
Any final thoughts about...
Do you think
esports is going to work?
I think that now that Michael Jordan, who had his father killed over a gambling debt, has joined the fray. I hope that doesn't break the broadcast. I hope it does. I think they are going to try to keep doing this for at least another 2 years. There is no joke. There is the week before it was also the Fortnite World Championships, and that was at Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Right, because Fortnite is popular.
Yeah, it is. But if they see that and they can keep on pointing at how popular that is, then Ronnie 2K is good for another 2 years at least. There's got to be...
Did you guys know Rick Fox owns a League of Legends team and he's currently, like, suing a bunch of people?
Yeah, as he's trying to sell his...
Yeah, but the other guys don't want to sell, and he's just like, just let me sell it, and it's named after him. And one of the owners was... the reason they're making that owner sell is because he said a bunch of racist stuff.
So, like, the actual Hawks?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Is it one of these things where, like, you can own a 2K league, but not, like, you know what I mean? Like, if...
Well, first off, like, they're governors, not owners, okay?
I apologize. They signed the legislature, and the Jim Crow policies, not the actual... But yeah, I think it'll be viable for another 2 years at least. We'll see.
All right. Well, Joe Jonathan, thank you. Anytime you have any anonymous
sources, you come on, you let us know.
You're our deep throat. Yeah, we are a journalism podcast.
Thank you for letting me. Bye.
All right, that's our show, Sean. Thank you, as always, to our insider. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our Patreons. We forgot to plug that at the top of the show. If you'd like to, if you think this show is worth helping out financially, please do that at patreon.com/roundrockpod. If you want to help us out without money, give us 5 stars on iTunes. It should be easy. It's the only rating they allow to give you. It's weird, I know.
I'm not complaining.
Send us mail at roundrockpod@gmail.com. Tweet at us at roundrockpod. Call us on the phone at the number linked in the description of the show. And Sean, any plugs?
You know, if you're in Arcata, you can... Oh, if you're involved in casting to the show I'm doing, just send a note. I think I can play the role of Sean. I really do. If you're a buyer in a media company, I think the show is going to be good. I'll be... you can see me in Arcata in the next 2 weeks. I'm featuring for Caitlin Gill on one night and Ben Kronberg another night. That is at the Savage Henry Comedy Club in Eureka, California, in Humboldt County. I say this all the time. I'm going to have like a weekly column on Yard Barker and then a secondary thing every week. So check it out. This week it was about Draymond.
Great. And as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where on August 5th, I tweeted, "Hey, at Netflix, hashtag save the OA."
I love that he loves the OA. By the way, I'm so excited for his trip across the country in an RV.
He's been going. He was in Banff last week. Now he's in Montana.
Look at him go.
He's going. Look at our little weirdo who hates Obama and gets injured
all
the time.
Sounds like he's going to a lot of national parks, though. I mean, that's cool.
Loves Sheriff Joe. Look at him go. Him and Paige Price. All he is he's proof that all you have to do is race cars, play golf, support Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and you too can someday own an olive oil store and drive across the country. Sean, did you write a song?
Joey, and I went back to our roots. This is another Luka Doncic song. It is from the soundtrack to my unproduced screenplay reimagining called Urban Maverick, and the song is called Luka for Doncic.
Great.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's not deny hungry kids taco truck meals.
I spent a lifetime looking for a Dirk. Hockey tees, reality shows, and porno at work. Then I found a young Slovenian. But I think we're headed for the lottery again. I have been Luka Doncic with all the wrong pieces, trying for stars and settling for feces, subject to Mr. Wonderful's caprices. I need a gin and tonic, hoping that Dallas gets Mavs fever, even though we're starting Maxi Kleber. Another brain fart, Luka Doncic. I traded the Black Falcon to open cap space. Then I pissed off everyone by talking about race. My behavior towards women is truly foul. And somehow we're locked into 3 more years of Dwight Powell. I was Luka Doncic, but I'm a real dingus. Gotta hope that he bonds with Porzingis. I'm optimistic, but the thing is, he might go to jail. Desperate to make this team a contender, I may have hired another sex offender. Like a benefactor, it's an epic fail. We just got Seth Curry, that was tragic. Why didn't we trade for Goran Dragic? Cause we're Luka Doncic, but we won't be winning. I think it's karma for all of my sinning. Relying hard on Dorian Finney-Smith. Oh God, we're the 10 seed. Broadcast.com was nothing but a huge grip. I'm botching this rebuild like it's my facelift. We had 30 mil and didn't fill our needs. I have been looking for Doncic with all the wrong pieces, trying for stars and settling for feces.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.